Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Calkins is columnist of the Daily Memphian, also host of the Jeff Calkins Show every single weekday right here at 92.9 FM ESPN from 9 to 11. Very conveniently located on X at Jeff_Calkins. Jeff, how's it going?
Well, I just went and bought COVID tests. I don't know if you do that anymore. Do you do that anymore when you're – I just feel like – so I'm going to – I wouldn't if I weren't seeing people, you know, but yeah. I was definitely death warmed over last night and – a little bit this morning. I'm a little trending better now.
Okay.
But I'm going to see people tomorrow evening, and I feel like it's only considerate to have, gotten a COVID test. So I bought two new COVID tests.
This is not me trying to be like, you know, I'm not trying to be extra by any stretch of imagination, but if I'm sick, I'm sick. I'd probably just be careful just being around people anyway.
Well,
I may just excuse myself even without the COVID test.
Yes. But we are hitting the road, and we are going to see people. That is happening.
Right.
And so unless I have COVID, in which case I'll cancel. In which case, I guess we won't. I don't really know. I mean, I'm trending better, and I feel like I will be better tomorrow anyway. But we'll see. I haven't taken one in a long time, and
you have to shove it all the way up that nose. I mean, it's make sure you get it up there, or unless
probably
they
just flu.
Unless it's a different
just flu.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah. Do you have the nasal one? Is that the one you have?
I haven't opened. I haven't unboxed.
You have to go touch your brain with.
It's whatever they have at Walgreens. What's your favorite cold medicine of choice? I get the Dayquil and the NyQuil. You know, I got those too. The Dayquil and the NyQuil.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you hit it on the head. That's all I get.
Otherwise, everything's fine.
Yeah. I don't usually think about medicine. But Dayquil and NyQuil, always on deck at the Quinn household.
I like the one. What's the one that you warm it up? It's like a warm brew. Like what's that one called? I like that. It's sort of soothing. No, you put a little powder and you put hot boiling water in it and it's soothing. Yeah. I don't know. This is what happens. And then the other thing is I was literally just feeding the birds. I was thinking someday Gabe will be old. And he will also feed birds, but that's what you do when you're, you know, I think when you, after 55, you start feeding the birds. Well, we have hummingbirds that come here. We got a lot of hummingbirds, honestly, here in the neighborhood. Yeah, life changes. Life changes. You're at a different stage. Right now, you're just trying to keep up with the munchkin.
Yeah, and you talked about it earlier in the week, I believe, with Charles, right? With Charles Fishman about the potty training dilemma we have in the United States of America.
Did we talk about it?
I don't know. I believe so.
I read about it.
I don't know. I don't know. Brad had told me you had mentioned something about it.
I don't think we did.
Okay.
I don't think we did. But evidently, he sent it to me, but I don't think it came up on our show. That because of plastic diapers, we have gone from a society where kids would be potty trained at
This is the stat. 1957, 92% of U.S. children were potty trained at 18 months old. 1997, 4%. And then today, 10%.
So we've made progress. You know, it's a little bit like the crime stats. You know, okay, we're not where we should be, but we're getting better. We're getting better.
We used to be really good at it. I want to know why.
I want to know
the exact full on reason.
American strengths used to be not pooping in our pants, but we've regressed on the pooping in the diapers. sadly, make America not poop in our diapers again.
Yeah.
You know, it's a we've lost ground, and So how old is yours?
Nine, going on 10 months, and he just started crawling this week, like full-on crawling. Well, he's mobilized.
So you're not there yet. You're not even trying yet.
No,
right?
Absolutely not. Yeah. No. But, any advice? Any advice?
No, I have no advice. If I remembered how it went, I would have long since forgotten.
I got you. And since you brought up you being old and feeding the birds, I think this is a great transition.
Yeah.
Do you know the streamer iShowSpeed?
I know he was in town.
He's in town. He's with Ja and Jaren. He was walking up and down Beale. John Martin just put out on his socials that he was watching the stream, and he said the following. He said that Memphis is way more lit than Nashville. Memphis is super lit. I like iShowSpeed now.
There you go, iShowSpeed.
Yeah, and he's been on First Take, I believe, with Stephen A. Smith. So maybe he could impart some of his Memphis
maybe we're turning the corner.
Memphis
maybe
wisdom the corner. On Stephen A.
Crime staff's coming down. iShowSpeed showing up. He's impressed.
Yeah.
By everything. We got the Cooper Young Festival this weekend. That'll be fun. I think things are trending up.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Now, what may not be trending up is the Clippers aspiration Kawhi Leonard saga. Pablo Torre comes out with a new thing every day. I feel like he's withholding information. So if the Clippers speak on it, he's able to drop more, right. more proof. Now, last time we talked, you basically said you have some reservations about Clippers, right. Steve Ballmer ever having to deal
getting hammered, getting
punished at all. Today we got news from Pablo Torre reporting that Dennis J. Wong, the only other limited owner, I believe, of the Los Angeles Clippers, invested $1.99 million, nearly $2 million in aspiration 9 days before the company made a $1.75 million payment to Leonard. Now, I know that still all of this is circumstantial, but do you feel any different than you originally felt when Pablo Torre first started reporting on this?
Sure, maybe some greater chance, but I think a couple things. And I heard Connor. I caught the tail end of it, railing against the commissioner. I could rail against the commissioner for what he said about if you can't afford to watch the games, just watch the highlights. I mean, that scene.
Yeah.
I thought that was a strange.
That was the main thing he was railing against for sure.
For a commissioner of a sport to say, but I didn't think he washed his hands of the Ballmer thing. He basically. Here's what I have some faith in, and maybe others will think it's misplaced. They are hiring a serious-ass law firm to investigate this. I think it's Lipton. I don't know who. It is a serious-ass law firm to investigate this. They will do an investigation. If what they find is simply like, there was this payment that he hadn't gotten of what was $1.75 million, and all of a sudden the owner invested another $1.9 million in the business, and then Kawhi got his payment, that I don't believe will be enough to bring the hammer down. I don't think, as Silver said, an appearance of impropriety is going to be enough. Coincidental, this sure looks fishy, I don't think will be enough. I think they're going to have some proof that this was a
direct
that Ballmer had an understanding that this was happening and approved that it was happening. And if that proof exists, I think the law firm will likely find it. So I if that happens, I mean, Silver did say yesterday, he said, my authority in this area is considerable. I have wide authority in this area. Now, John Hollinger wrote a piece pointing out that it would be a third party arbitrator would have to find that there had been salary cap circumvention, that the punishment would ultimately be up to Silver, but it would have to be based on a finding by an arbitrator. I didn't know that until I read Hollinger's piece. I guess I have some greater belief that they might get hit. But here's the other thing, and this is I'm clearly different than you. I don't really find out. This is not a story that I'm caring about that much.
Really?
And like, I find. Yeah, no, I'm not caring about it that much. I mean, it's interesting because every day there's new whatever. But what I really like about the NFL is that we talk about the games, you know?
Sure.
Like the NFL, you know what matters in the NFL? The Ravens versus the Bills, right? And it's not just, we're a highlight-driven league where you can just catch the highlights of the league. And it's not just all the off-the-court stories or how we're changing the All-Star game or who did what on – it's the game itself is what we care about in the NFL. Here, I don't know. Like, I guess because I'm supposed to hate the Clippers, although they're not the Clippers of old. I want them to get pounded because they are one of the teams that compete against the Grizzlies. From my perspective, the Grizzlies are never going to get Kawhi. Like, this is not a story that I find myself particularly
But hold up. Just because the Grizzlies were never going to get Kawhi does not mean you shouldn't care about it.
I mean, it's right. I'm just saying, no, it's just what I care about.
Okay.
Why do you care about this particular?
Here's my fear. And maybe you didn't tune in to hear my real fear on this is. A lot of this evidence points directly to the conclusion that the salary cap was subverted, right? Like, I think that you would agree with that.
Yep.
If they don't draw that conclusion through an NBA investigation, then my fear is that going forward, salary cap subversion is going to be nearly impossible to prove because it feels like there's a lot of smoking guns in this case. While it's still relatively circumstantial, it just feels very obvious what happened here. So if we get to the end of this and it's not proven and the NBA does nothing, what's stopping a team from doing it? Not a thing. You might as well not even have a salary cap subversion clause in your CBA if you cannot then prove anything when somebody does it. So that's my fear with this whole thing is that if you don't prove it, it feels like it would be nearly impossible to prove unless you literally had an email saying, hey, make sure you pay Kawhi Leonard. And that just feels like a bridge too far. A lot of these guys are smart enough not to do stupid things like that.
I, by contrast, maybe I'm gullible. I actually think that people, broadly speaking, it's what Adam Silver has called the original sin. You know, this is the most,
yes.
This is one of the things they take most seriously. The entire league is based on this. And my view is that if they can't hammer the Clippers now, what they're going to do is they're going to change the language in the collective bargaining agreement to make sure that they can hammer the next person who does it. Because it absolutely, they if you are going to have anything approaching a credible salary cap, you have to make sure this doesn't happen and to be able to pound them. Sure. If you read Hollinger's piece, you can see that there's language now, including that third-party arbitrator, that makes it trickier for Silver to pound him. And if you give them, I think just the opposite will happen. If they can't get Ballmer on this, they will change the collective bargaining agreement so they can get the next person who does it.
Well, forgive me for not having a whole bunch of faith in that happening Silver, especially with what he said yesterday about, oh, it's a highlight league. Go watch TikTok if you can't afford the games. You know, just like,
that
forgive me.
We can agree. We can come together as a country and agree that we should do better about pooping in our pants and we should not advertise our leagues as being purely highlight leagues, which is stupid.
Yes. Part of me gets, you know, believes that he said it, but part of me is just like, I can't believe he said that out loud. You know what I mean?
You,
like,
you
I just cannot
think,
believe
I mean,
he said that.
It goes back to what I said. The product is a game. You know, like, in the end, you need people to pay for tickets to come and watch the games, the whole game. And you need people to sit down on their couches and watch the game. And it's not really enough to just digest the jaw dunking the ball on TikTok. It's just not, it's not enough. So,
Do you even have TikTok, Jeff?
No.
Yep. Okay. So no. Exactly.
No, I mean, I intentionally do not. I look at Instagram reels and things will be said. No, I would be addicted to TikTok were I on TikTok. And so it's not that I don't know how to access TikTok. It's that I've taken it off my phone because it's way too, it's too much for me to, I would spend way too much of my life on TikTok were I on TikTok. So I just think it's crazy to demean your product like that when what you're trying to get people to do is buy tickets to full actual games and not just highlight packages.
Mm-hmm. Now today we did get some news. I have not mentioned it on the show, so we'll get some live reaction here with me and you. Ryder transfer big, 6'9", 235-pound Tariq Ingram has officially committed to the University of Memphis. At Ryder, 10.9 points per game, 7 rebounds per game, 1.5 assists per game on 54% from the field. So it adds some depth to the big rotation, which they absolutely need. But I think everybody's wondering the same thing. They had 15 scholarships already figured out. It feel like they rounded out the roster. So who would be the natural one to go? I don't want to speculate too much, but I think there's one guy that's caught up in a pretty substantial court case that may be the obvious sort of person that we would pick in Sincere Parker.
I guess. They're not really interchangeable players.
Not at all. Not even remotely.
So I would think you would want Sincere Parker on this team if he would be, if he's going to be cleared, right? I would think you would want that. So I find, again, it's not that I'm not emotionally invested in the Tigers, because I am. At some point, I have a hard time, like every time Parth writes about this, he includes every new player on the roster. And like, there's only so much I can take in, I mean, there's so damn many new players. It's incredible.
It's the whole roster. Guy, I mean, there's not a name that we recognize.
And there's 15 of them. Yeah, and they're all like, and none of them are names we'd ever heard before. You know, let's be honest, none of them are ever names.
Really. I knew Doug McDaniel, but that was just because Memphis had been in a recruiting battle before. For him,
he was a real player. I remember it in Michigan. Like I remember Doug McDaniel. But yes, most not. This guy, evidently, though. The other astounding thing is he's already played 6 years of college basketball. 6 years. So this is going to be year 7. So he's deeply experienced above everything else.
Yes, he is. But and that's another problem with college athletics right now. I don't know what I figured. As far removed as we were from COVID and everything else, that we'd have some semblance of understanding when it comes to, eligibility. That ship has sailed. I have no idea.
Right. I couldn't figure out exactly why he's still eligible. But he seems more credible than some of them, though, right? I mean, he put up real numbers in college. So
you were about, what were you, was at a what? A writer?
No, not for a good team. Yeah, right.
You're about to say at a Division I school. I think that's right. Where that ended. Yeah. What it would have ended.
They're real numbers, though. So, I don't know. Penny we trust. In Penny we trust. I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
And in Adams, apparently I'm trustworthy today. I'm trusting everybody. I'm trusting Adam Silver today. I'm trusting Penny today. And I trust you to figure out the whole, potty training when we get to it.
Yeah, to make sure that my child does not poop his pants by the time he's 2 years old.
Right.
Although that will happen. That's still inevitable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it'll happen.
All right, I'll let you roll, Jeff. Appreciate it, man. Great stuff. He is Jeff Calkins, at Jeff_Calkins on X, Daily Memphian columnist, also host of the Jeff Calkins Show 9 to 11, right here at 92.9 FM ESPN. Jeff with a slightly different take on the Kawhi Leonard situation than us. I can admit that fully. I think the only thing, and I mentioned it to him, I think that his trust in Adam Silver, even if this investigation into the Clippers does not end in a hefty penalty and fine and whatever, his trust in Adam Silver to do the right thing, change the CBA, work with the Players Association to make it easier to punish people that subvert the salary cap. I find his trust in Adam Silver it's a bridge too far for me. I don't trust Adam Silver as far as I could throw him.
I just don't understand why owners would agree to bigger, to more strict rules when they would look at it and say, well, we didn't break that rule.
Yeah.
So why does there need to be more strict
rules? Well, but also
rules?
The argument would then be, well, if you're not going to break the rule, if you haven't broken the rule, why is it a big deal if we're going to make it easier to punish? But either way,
or just punish the people who broke the rule.
Even in the instance that this ends in no punishment, I do not then trust Adam Silver to change the rule, change the CBA, the CBA to make it easier to punish. And I think that's the fundamental disagreement.
Don't break our rules, but if you do, be the first one.
Yeah, that's kind of the message. Right.
Also,
if what Jeff says comes to life.
Also, the reason I brought up the governor's meetings was owners were pissed that he didn't talk about it. They were mad about it. It was an ongoing conversation, and many side conversations happened between owners that they were frustrated that the topic was not brought up because they thought he was doing it to protect his friend.
Yep.
Well, which is another wrinkle to this whole thing.
Yep, for sure. Well, week two of the NFL season gets going tonight. Commanders on the road against the Packers, and we need to take a trip around the National Football League to keep you up to date on NFL news as we get into week two of the NFL season. Stick around for that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back into the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's time to take a trip around the National Football League. Connor, hit it. Dallas Cowboys could be without cornerback De'Ron Bland for a couple of weeks because of a right foot injury he suffered in Monday's practice. They obviously started off the season 0-1 after their Thursday night loss in Week 1 to Philadelphia Eagles. But if you'll remember, right after Micah Parsons was traded, De'Ron Bland got a 4-year, $96 million deal, so they want him on the field as much as possible. And also worth remembering, he was the pick six king. He is the pick six king of the NFL's history. He had 5 pick sixes in 2023, but not good news for the Cowboys, who are trying to keep everyone healthy and save a semblance of a winning season. We'll see how it goes from here, but I think the latest I have heard is he'll be out 2 to 5 weeks. Couple of things, another 2 to 5 week miss. 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy will miss 2 to 5 weeks with what was called a variant of turf toe. A variant of turf toe. Never heard about the variant. I know about turf toe, not the variant. I don't know what to think about that. It's a different form. But 49ers can't catch a break, brother. But what's interesting, Mac Jones is going to be thrust into action for the next 2 to 5 weeks. And we know that when Trey Lance was picked number 2 overall by the San Francisco 49ers, Kyle Shanahan really wanted to take Mac Jones in that spot. So we'll see how that looks, and we'll see if Kyle Shanahan was right around that time when he wanted to take Mac Jones. And can I ask a question just earnestly here, Connor, to you? If Mac Jones goes in there and plays really well, with basically a mass unit at wide receiver and basically Christian McCaffrey and Juwan Jennings are the only skill position players. If he plays well and wins a game, are people going to have conversations about Brock Purdy?
Of course they will.
I just want to get out in front of that because
I won't agree with them, but it won't happen.
I won't agree with them. That much is very clear because I think Brock Purdy actually hides more than people think.
I agree.
But I feel like if Mac Jones plays well, we'll have the Take Olympics coming up. Also with the 49ers, they released their kicker, Jake Moody, who was really bad.
The quote was hilarious.
Really bad. But here's the quote that Kyle Shanahan gave. Wasn't that much of a decision.
Yikes.
That's brutal.
Yikes.
That's brutal.
Well, did you see the video from last week of the players on the sideline?
Oh, they were beside themselves.
Yeah, of course
they
were.
Jake Moody's been bad. He's been really bad. Well, they still won a game, but wasn't that much of a decision to release a guy and get rid of him and, you know, take his livelihood away from him? It's a tough scene, but it does show the cutthroat business that is the National Football League.
I don't remember what the exact stat was, but there was a play last season where he went to make a tackle on a guy, and I think he twisted his ankle or he twisted his knee. He got injured, and basically he was perfect up until that moment, and then after that play where he got injured, he has been
awful. Trucked on a kick return, is what it was.
And his leg got caught in the turf or the grass and just – it went the way that you don't want your kicker's leg to go.
Yeah, I wish I had the stats in front of me, but his kicking went to absolute hell after that play. I just I think he's got bad coaching. So we can get to that in a second. But I keep getting more and more reasons to love Cam Ward, the quarterback of the Tennessee Titans. He was asked about his offensive line's performance this past Sunday against the Denver Broncos, and I can tell you, as an O-line enthusiast, they were terrible. They were really bad, especially the $82 million man who I told you would be terrible, Dan Moore Jr. at the left tackle position. But when he was asked about their performance, he said, I'd like to see you go block those guys. It's not easy. Me and my offensive line are good.
What?
He's a stand-up guy. He supports his teammates, even though they are not very good. And he gets into the facility at 4 a.m.
Good for him.
And he trusts what's around him, and he trusts his coach. Like, he not only says all the right things, but does all the right things. And I'm so angry at people on social media that don't know what they're watching when they get the All-22, because All-22, here's my take. I don't think that all fans need access to that if they just pay the NFL Plus subscription, because some of the things I've seen out there, even from like national reporters, they have no idea what they're watching. But I've been so annoyed with the people that said Cam Ward didn't play well on Sunday. He played as well as he could. His wide receivers didn't know where to be. There was a play when they were backed up. They were backed up where he was supposed to throw a screen pass. It was going to be a 3-on-2.
Mm-hmm.
And no one turned around.
All three of them
blocked. All
blocked.
and then there was the example. There was the example of they're trying to come down to tie the ball game up. They wouldn't have needed the 2-point conversion. It was 20-12. And he kept dialing up the perfect seam pattern. And he put three different receivers in the seam to try to make the play. Chig Okonkwo dropped it. He had a rookie wide receiver just completely run the route wrong. And then Calvin Ridley, right in the breadbasket, right in the hands, he drops it. I thought he played well. It's just his surroundings failed him. And I think a conversation that we have yet to have, Brian Callahan, I don't think he's made out for this, man. And I think I don't need to look any further than the catch-no-catch ruling, where he did not challenge the call on what was pretty obviously a catch. He didn't know that an extension of a hand or an elbow is better than 2 feet. So he said he needed another foot down. No, he got his hand down, and a hand is as good as 2 feet. Like, that's always been the rule. And he didn't know it. And that's amazing to me, because do you know who his dad is? Bill Callahan has coached in college and in the pros his entire life. And you don't know the catch, no catch rule? What's in bounds, what's out of bounds? Brian, do better. Get better. I don't know if he's long for this league, though. That's my take. That is my take.
So real quick, one, if somebody wants to sell their Cam Ward stock, I'm buying.
I'm buying.
Two, I found the stat for Jake Moody. So before that tackle, he was 13 for 14, 92%. After, since that tackle, he's been 11 for 20. Not good when you're a field goal kicker.
Right around 50%. That's pretty brutal. Good news for the Bucs. Star wide receiver Chris Godwin is expected to practice today and for the first time, and he'll be limited. But this is part of his return to play process, so it is a little bit ahead of schedule. And I drafted him in the 92.9 ESPN League. So, good for me. It was a stash, drafting stash, and it looks like it'll come back earlier. And I need some help because I lost to Jason Smith, and I trashed him all week.
You lost? Oh,
okay. Well, okay, I lost.
Oh, no.
Can I find the final score?
I told you.
Here's the final score. It was so close. It was so close. My team underperformed.
No.
My team underperformed so badly. I got to find this score, though, because you're going to – it was pretty heartbreaking by the end of it. I think I lost by less than a point. Let me make sure I find this. Real quick, great radio. Everyone loves this type of radio. 100.7 to 99.8. He beat me.
Oh, that's rough.
It was tough. If TJ Hawkinson would have had one more catch, I would have won the ball game. Xavier Worthy's back practicing, so everybody stop, you know, going nuts about how the Chiefs have no weapons out there and how Patrick Mahomes is dealing with a bear cupboard. Xavier Worthy, it looks like he has a chance to get back on the field way sooner than we thought. Calm the hell down. Patrick Mahomes will have his weapons back soon. And when Rashee Rice, which it's all Rashee Rice's fault why he's not on the field right now. He's suspended because he left the scene of a traffic accident in Dallas last year. He should have been suspended before that, but everybody calm down. Patrick Mahomes will have his guys on the field. It'll be all right.
I want to ask you this question because ESPN ran a segment on this today. It may have been ESPN or Fox. I can't remember which one. Is it disrespectful to Patrick Mahomes that he's an underdog at home against the Eagles?
No.
That's what
okay,
I thought.
Can I ask this question to the people that think it is disrespect? Did you watch the Super Bowl last year? Did you watch it? Because I did. They should be more than that. It should be a bigger favorite based on what I saw in that Super Bowl. So the Commanders go on the road to Lambeau tonight. And Jaden Daniels, he has broken a lot of trends. I think he was the sixth quarterback to make it to the NFC title game in his rookie season in the history of the National Football League. Like, he has done some things that are awesome. He's in year two. It looked like he didn't really skip that much of a beat week one against the Giants. Giants have a better defense than people think. 21 points was not that bad. It was a 21-6 win. It felt like they were trying to control the ball a little bit more. But tonight, he's going to have to break a massive trend. He's looking to do what no Washington quarterback has done in nearly 40 years and 39 years, win at Lambeau Field. The last quarterback to win a game for a Washington football team at Lambeau was Jay Schrader in 1986. So do with that information what you will. But on that note, we need to wrap up a trip around the National Football League and go ahead and get to small talk. And while at times it feels like there's no intelligent life forms on this planet that we are on, the planet Earth, on another planet, it feels like NASA may be finding life. More on that in just a moment. College football is here, and just as always in the South, we are excited. We have anticipation. We want to see what our team is going to look like throughout the season, and by the time we get to December and January, we want to see them in a good spot with maybe a number attached to their name, maybe in the college football playoff. But no matter what your team is, no matter what you do during the college football season, make sure you make it down to Caesar Sportsbook inside Horseshoe Tunica. You walk in, the energy will hit you immediately. Wall-to-wall screens, 15 HD TV screens to be exact. They will put whatever game that you need front and center for you, and you're going to make some friends on the way. You may have the same bet locked in, and you may be, I don't know, maybe you guys are fading each other, but you will make some friends because everybody's going to be excited and watching the game of their choice. The seating there, by the way, plush, beautiful, more comfortable than what you have in your own living room. Whether you're all in on your favorite team or just love the thrill of big matchups in college football, Caesar Sportsbook inside Horseshoe Tunica is the spot to feel every play, every score, and every win. You grab a seat, catch games, and you can place an order from their game day menu, food menu, and get in on the action. That game day food menu, fantastic. They have Guy Fieri's restaurant right around the corner. They will deliver it right to your seat. It's simply game day done right, folks. Whether you're rooting for, whoever you're rooting for, I should say, watch the game in comfort and style at Caesar Sportsbook inside Horseshoe Tunica. Enjoy a full-service sports betting experience. They have in-game wagering, staff betting windows, and 10 self-betting kiosks, so you're always going to be able to lock in that bet of your choice. It's the ultimate in college football viewing experiences. If you want to get into the action, get in on the games, you need to visit Caesar Sportsbook inside Horseshoe Tunica. See you on Saturday. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, let's go ahead and get into small talk. And small talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. Now, Connor, I'm sure you know about the know this about me at this point, but I'm very interested in the universe. I'm very interested in aliens, and I'm not talking like Giorgio Tsoukalos, like ancient aliens. Like, did they make the pyramids?
Did they build the pyramids?
Yeah, like not that. But I've always been interested in, I'm going to sound corny for a second, but the vastness of the universe.
That's and not corny.
How far things are away and if there's life elsewhere. Well, this week, NASA actually announced that they have found the most, the strongest evidence of life ever on Mars. Mars's Perseverance rover has been out there for some years and it's been looking for some things. They were in, the Perseverance rover was in what looks to be an old water canal, right, on Mars. And what they found was this leopard-spotted rock. So they went digging a little bit further to see what had happened and see if they could find some, micro life that used to be on Mars. And in this Leopard Rock, they found what they called these little poppy seeds. And in these poppy seeds, when the Perseverance rover took samples, they found organic compounds that are that of the life that we have here on Earth. So they say this is the most substantive finding of life outside of our own planet, planet Earth. And I found that very, very interesting. This is the first time they've been able to substantiate anything like this. And it's the first type of rock that they have found that even mimics anything that could be found with organic compounds or otherwise. But I thought it was a really interesting finding by NASA, and they released it almost immediately.
Yeah, I saw that video yesterday on TikTok and was absolutely locked in. Now, I don't know if I was fully smart enough to understand everything that they were saying, but I did understand the very basics of this could show that there used to be life yes. on Mars, which is a fascinating possibility.
Yes.
Do they have room for me?
Now, this is an intelligent life. These are not intelligent
Adam Silver,
life
forms. Listen, I know what you said yesterday, but could we stream the NBA at least tomorrow?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And how much would that cost? Do I just have to do TikTok for Mars?
Mars, though, it falls into the Goldilocks zone of our solar system. Do you
it
know
certainly
what the Goldilocks
does.
Zone is?
Yes, it's
it means
just
it's,
right.
It's just right. It means it's not too hot or too cold. It's close enough to the sun, but not far away enough from the sun. It could support life. I look at Mars and I see like all of the different features. It does look like, hey, there was water. There was organic compounds there. It has always made sense to me that at some point, maybe billions of years ago.
Billions and trillions.
That there was life on Mars.
Yeah.
But it is cool to finally see because they've never really mentioned anything like this when it comes to Mars. But these little poppy seeds and this leopard spotted rock, they believe was microbial life on Mars way, way back in the day.
Very cool.
Very, very cool. Now, let's go ahead and grab a break on that note. Hour number three is headed your way on the other side. And you know what we do to start hour number three on a Thursday? Ryan Silverfield, head coach of Memphis football, joins next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.